Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
He wanders over his word.
Yes, he does.
His word,
yes, he does.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he does. How to remind him of Abraham. Only half of God's word carried him. Even when it hurt him the most, he still had faith in his heart. But he lifted voice and he cried.
To the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get started here real fast. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, she'll give us a word, word of prayer. And I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon, if she would share that word she shared with me yesterday, I just thought that was just so awesome and so profound. And I'm going to tell you right now, brothers and sisters, God's going to speak a word today. You might want to get a pencil and a paper before we get started. You might want to go ahead on and jot some stuff down. God got a word for someone here today, I promise you. If you don't get a word from the Lord today, you can call me and say, hey, Pastor, whatever you want to call me and say, I didn't get it. That's how sure I am that God want to speak to our heart. That's include me. So, and we're just going to let the Holy Spirit do his thing. So I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll go ahead and give us a word of prayer. And after that, the next voice you'll hear will be Evangelist Sharon, and she's going to share something with us for a few minutes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. That those words in that song just really touched my heart. Thank God. And from our scripture, I like to share 2 Corinthians 6 and 16 from the King James. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, and we're thanking you for this day, Father God. We're thanking you for all those that are listening and listening by internet. We're thanking you, Father God, for those who have called in. We're thanking you, Father God, for our pastor. We're thanking you, Father God, for those who will participate today, Father God. We're just giving you thanks for all things, Father God. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Open up our hearts and our mind to this word today, Father God, and help us, Father God, to listen and receive it, Father God. Lord, we're just thanking you for all things. We ask that you be with those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who ask us to keep them in prayer. And be with those who are bereaved today, Father God. We're just praying for peace over each and every one, Father God. Pleading the blood of Jesus over, all of us today, Father God. And we just ask that you continue to allow us to have this word in our hearts and meditate on it day and night, even after this broadcast, and each and every day. Allow your word to be in our hearts, Father God. We give you thanks for all things, Father God. Now, Lord, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Beasley, for that beautiful selection. That song was awesome. And I want to thank you, Pastor Bell, for a genuine heartfelt prayer. It just seems to me that when you pray, you've never missed anything. Praise God. I just wanted to say good afternoon to all the listeners and all the believers here. And I wanted to encourage you to stay encouraged, not just when things are going good, but mainly when things are going not your way. When it looks like with your eye that you see, your optical nerve, that things just not going to work out, that you look like you lost and things are against you and you're counting it out and you're using your intellect and your intelligence and all your worldly common sense to ration out something. But one thing I don't want you to do is ration out believing. Don't ever stop believing, because once you have a doubt of believing, then that's when it's no more worthy of 100%. Samari Povich, 99.99%, you are the father or are not the father. That 1% count. God is a jealous God. He doesn't want anybody to get anything. He wants 100%. There's no rounding it off. We're not working in the real world, in the man's world. We're working in the spiritual realm. And in the spiritual realm, in believing, there's no room for doubt. There's no room for doubt, skepticism, pondering, somebody making you waver. All that means that you're questionable. And when it's questionable, you're not a believer. You're not. And that's when the adversary, the devil, Satan, he comes in. And he never sleeps. He waits for those moments. So I want to encourage everybody to stay encouraged when it looks like things are stacked against you. And don't waver. You have to believe 100%. You can't believe, and as soon as somebody says something that's the contrary of what you believe, you can't go pondering, because that means you don't believe. You have to believe and know. You either don't want to hear it or you try to give them the message. It's either or. Either you don't want to hear what they're saying because they're not talking the same thing as you're talking, or you share with them what you know. And a lot of people aren't willing to hear. They don't want to receive the truth because it doesn't fit in their box. They can't live in this world and have all these things. They want to put everything, different things first. So just stay encouraged. And when you say you believe, believe with your whole heart, not just with the definition that you believe, with the understanding that you know without a shadow of a doubt that God's going to come through. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon, and thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. We're talking about the true church, not any kind of church, the true church. And the church should start with truth, because it is true. God the Father is true. John 17:3, God is true, and God is all about truth. Yes. God wants true worshipers. John 4:23. He got all kind of worshipers, but he's looking for true worshipers. And that's what it says. It actually says that's what he's looking for. Just in case you didn't know, he's looking for true worshipers. Why? So they can worship in a true church. The true church is a glorious church.
Yes.
It's a glorious church. It's not brick, not mortar. It's a glorious church. And as I've been saying all week, what the church is not, the church isn't where you meet. The church isn't a building. The church is what you do. The church is who you are. The church is the human outworking of the person of Jesus Christ. So let us not go to church. How about let us be the church? Hallelujah.
Amen.
First Corinthians 6:19-20. What, you don't know that you are the temple? Come on, people. What is truth? Truth is accuracy and facts of reality. That's what truth really is. It's the facts of the reality. So the true church that's built by God, remember Hebrews 8:1-2, I'm just going to put that out there because we're going somewhere else with this. But if you want to know who what the true church is, God built it, and he's building it brick by brick for a better way of explaining this, or person by person. That's how the church is being built.
Yes.
Individual by individual. And I'm going to show you this in the Word of God, so I ain't just throwing something at you. I want you to see. God put this church together. Somebody asked me, I don't know if it was a trick question or not, but yeah, Peter could have been the first one in the church. He could have, because Jesus said, when they was asking Jesus, who do man say that I am? He said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus told Peter, blessed are thou, Simon Bojan. Flesh and blood did not reveal that unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. See, the Father have to add you to the church, not the deacon board.
Amen. All right.
Oh, Pastor, I make a motion that we accept Evangelist Sharon in the church. I second it. Man, that you ain't in no church. They don't get you in no church. Who told you that lie? That ain't even scripture, people. That's religious stuff. So that's why it's so important that we talk about this true church. And we're going to start off with today, but I want everybody to have this revelation. I want you to have it and live it. It's a fact.
All right.
It's an accurate fact. It's as accurate as you can get, brothers and sisters. It's correct. How about that? It's correct. And that's what we have the gospel for. Remember 1 Timothy 3:16? We're supposed to correct people so they can know what the truth is. We have that right.
Yes.
Amen.
Remember I was telling somebody about last week's message. I'm an apostle. I say, no. The doctrine of the apostle is what we do. The pastor, teacher, all of these are the gift of the body of Christ. They're not positions like you've been taught. They're not positions. It's a gift.
Yeah.
And once you receive that gift, you operate in that gift. But that's not who you are. You operate in that.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to use the word office, but it's a gift for Christ. He gave it. And the reason he gave it for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry. That's why you got pastor teachers. And I know what you've been taught. Only the pastor get the offering. News alert. Everybody should get an offering. Go tell your pastor that. Why he got to get the money? We all doing the same work.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the true church all do the same thing, edify and building the church up until we all become a perfect in Christ, till we become that full measure, that full stature in Christ. Yeah, that's what we're doing here. That's what we all should be doing.
Yeah.
That's the fact. That's not a misprint. It's not an error. That's a fact. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Now, with that being said, something the Holy Ghost showed me on last night over there in Ephesians 2 and 20, because you need to know, brothers and sisters, what the temple is. Let these people bamboozle you. I'm tired of it, I tell you. I'm tired of it. And then they get angry because you telling them the truth about the church. See, they don't want the truth because that exposed them and they can't do what they want to do. You know, that church building is a place to hide. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah,
they're going to hide there. They hide in the choir, usher, all that old stuff man put in there. He put in there for his own good. He didn't put in there because Christ told him to do it. He did it. So to fake it, you know, we got to praise God. You can praise God in your living room. Acts 5:42. You can praise God at Kroger's. or come and go to the thrift store with me. We'll praise God up in the thrift store.
Amen.
You folks have been, they love to praise God.
Yes.
I think that's where I go to the thrift store, because, boy, I know I'm going to get a conversation going on up in there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Ephesians 2:20, and we're 21 also. You know what? Bless God. Go to 19. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Go to 19. Ephesians 2:19, 20, and 21.
In the King James, it reads as follows. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. From the Message Bible. That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right as the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. He's using us all, irrespective of how we got here and what he is building. He used the apostles and prophets for the foundation. Now he's using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. We see it taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The true church. Yes. Is a household of God made up of saints.
Amen.
That's been saying. That's where the church, that's a true church, brother and sister. The church has a sure foundation now.
Yeah.
Sure foundation. The hurricane, the tornado, the earthquake, they can't come against the church. Not the true church.
That's right.
Now, it may knock your building and your people down, but it won't do anything to the true church.
Amen.
All right.
Yes,
amen.
Your cornerstone might get erupted, but Christ said, the very gate of hell shall not prevail against this church. So when you see the hurricane, tornadoes, all that stuff, and it tearing up churches, just remember, that's not Christ's church.
Say that again, Jake.
See, it got to be a fact. And people, why? You know, I'm still having issues with the fact that people, they say they know it, but they don't do it. Now, no reason Isaiah said they got eyes and they won't even see this stuff. They got ears and they won't even hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people listening to this broadcast right now or hear it and turn right around and go into a building.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, Pastor, what am I to do? Get in your word, like the word said, John 15:7, live in there. That's where you need to live at. And then once you get over there to Matthew 28, then they're going to say, go ye therefore into all the world and tell somebody the same thing God just taught you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
amen.
That's what you do. And then you help build up the body of Christ. You bring unity to the body of Christ, and forget your local church. I have no use for them. Time is winding up, brother and sister. There was a time that was good, but they use the church for everything now. Funeral parlors, daycare, gym, where you go work out at, and you know, you've always been able to go get some food there. This one organized church, they got a food stamp office in there. I said, ooh, this is interesting.
Mm. Wow.
And then they tried to show me the good side. Were they feeding the people? I said, yeah, that's what the Lord said. There was going to be a tree in the midst that was good and evil. But stay away from it. Don't be bothering it. Because you can't separate them. So I look at people like that, that all they can see is the good in a building. I'm be honest with you. They're going against Christ, going against him. There was a time, you know, people would go to church for the word of God, and they would learn some stuff. Yeah. Now, that's not why they go. So come out from among them, be ye separated. Matter of fact, the word church means to call out, to be called out from. Where you been calling out from? From these religious churches, from these
organizations.
Right. That's where he calling you out from. He ain't talking about no heathens. A heathens, they could far less care about a church building unless they y'all gonna let them tell some dirty jokes on them. Them heathens trying to set make money.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take that church building you got and turn it into a bar. Mm-hmm. Oh, Pastor, they wouldn't. Let's go on Central Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia, and you'll see they took that church building and converted it to a, oh, it's a nice bar. It's a nice bar. They got outside patio. Yeah, it used to be an old Jewish synagogue. Yeah. So don't tell me what they won't do with them buildings. I know what they do with them.
Yeah,
they're about
making
money. He's calling the real church out from them. And it's plain, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
We're no longer strangers. See, you are a stranger when you are outside of the will of God. Can I say that one more time so somebody will get it? See, foreigners and strangers are considered anyone who wasn't a Jew.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, I know I'm right with this one. I know I'm right with this one. Because when Jesus healed the lepers, only one came back. The Lord said the one that came back was a stranger. He said, what happened to all them other church folks? What happened to them?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
He called them a stranger. Listen, brothers and sisters, that's what you are when you're not with Christ. When you're not with Christ, you are a stranger. 1 Corinthians 3:16, the church is a holy temple in the Lord.
Yes.
In the first temple, all were material, were made like beforehand, brought to place in the temple. See, when you really get this, the church was erected before the foundation of the world. Now, I need to say that one more time. Do you realize the church had been erected? The cornerstone had already been laid in Zion. Each stone was the mind of Almighty God to place each one of us in a specific place in his house. Every believer. Now I had a discussion with somebody on my job about this. And I'm going to share it with you. Brothers and sisters, when you see the body of Christ, know that all parts are important. Every part of the God's temple is important.
All right. Yeah.
You got to know that. This med tech said to me, oh, well, without the med tech and without, something else she says, then we were, I said, hold it, honey, you telling a lie. I'm not talking about no med tech. We all the same. Everybody's the same. I don't care if you're the concierge, the executive director, or the maintenance director, or the housekeeping, or whatever. The cooks, all of us are important. You can't say one is more important than the other, just like your body. And I'm going to give it to you all real quick. I say, if you think like that, you're not smarter than the fifth grade. Your body, I tell you what, let your booty hole get stopped up.
Have mercy.
Let your booty hole get stopped up. Then come tell me what's important to you. Tell me how important your hands is. Or tell me how important your eyes are. I know what's going to happen. That's all right. See, you don't have to listen to this program. I'll be honest with y'all. Y'all have to listen to this program. But it's good when you do because you're going to find out some truth. The truth of the matter is every part of your body is released. Even though you don't see your ankles is important. They're holding up body.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. See, intimacy is beautiful. That's why Jesus described his bride that he purchased over there in Ephesians 5:25. The beauty of intimacy of Christ and his church, it revealed by Paul. Paul showed us what that meant. The true church is the bride of Christ. The true church is cleansed by the word of God. They don't have no housekeepers there, not the true church. The true church is cleansed by Christ. They don't have no janitors. They don't have no maids.
All right.
I ain't trying to book some of y'all little jobs y'all got cleaning up the church building, but that's not how Christ cleaned his church.
All right.
I read that, man. Ephesians 5:26. I'll read it again. Yeah, I know we're gonna run over time for a few minutes today. What are they gonna do? Fry me? Evangelist saying, read Ephesians 5:26 for me. I want y'all to see this. This is what Christ does for his bride.
Okay. Ephesians 5:26. In the King James, it reads as follows. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Amen.
Oh, no, not the word. Come on, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Man, amen. A love marked by giving, not getting. Christ's love makes the church whole. His words evoke her beauty. Amen.
Amen.
And let me throw this
amen.
In just for I don't know. Lord just told me to throw it in. Tell me how people still having issues. I like that virus. People still having issues. That thing kill you, man. Now, when you get through counting up everything, Corona is real, people. Now, anybody trying to make you do anything? They're like, I'm not trying to make you come out of no church building. I'm not trying to make you get in Christ. I'm not trying to make you do anything. But if you have any noodles, any intelligence, you'll make an intelligent decision. And that decision would be based on the word of God. And here you go.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ
Amen.
Is the authority of the church. Colossians 1:17-18. He's the head. And don't be talking, I know he's the head. No, you don't. How you going to know he's the head when you run over there and some dipstick pack telling you what to do when the word of God wants to tell you what to do? Y'all want to tell each one of us what to do, y'all. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Man, I'll show you that in the scripture. That's what he want to do. Each one of us. We don't even need all this other stuff. God himself, individually, is going to tell us what to do. Each collectively and individually.
Yes.
But over there in Colossians, it's where I really want to go. Colossians 1, the first chapter, 17, 18 verse, I think that's where I want to be at.
Okay, in Colossians 1.
This is true here.
17, 18, in the King James it reads as follows. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, he was there before any of it came into existence and holds it all together right up to this moment. And when it comes to the church, he organizes and holds it together like a head does a body. He was supreme in the beginning and leading the resurrection parade. He is supreme in the end. From beginning to end, he's there. Amen, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, Christ holds it all together. Amen, amen.
Yeah. He surpasses all things. His superiority over everything. Yeah.
It says that the firstborn from the dead, talking about the church now, and he is the head, the body, the church. See, you know, in the Eastern Hemisphere, a lot of people, they had Peter way up there, man. And a lot of country right now, they put Peter, especially around St. Peter's Square and different places. I'm not trying to get into that. That's a whole nother message there. But just to satisfy, and not to appease anybody, but to satisfy the word of truth and justify it. That's all I'm trying to do. That the Bible says that Christ is the firstborn from the dead, that in all things, see, that's, you got to understand, truth is absolute. It won't change, brothers and sisters. It won't change.
Amen.
Truth won't change, not the truth. A truth will change, but the truth will never change. And the Bible says that Jesus is both the foundation and the head.
Yes. Yes, he is.
No one, no other man can claim that. No angels can claim that. We have the assurance
that
Christ is the head of the church, and not pastor whoever or dipstick whoever. You can listen to this broadcast if you want to. I tell them. Doesn't matter. Christ is the head. And they'll be talking about, now, but see, if you're in Christ, you're using his gifts. And the reason you're using them is to help him edify and build up his body. That's it.
Yeah.
But still,
that's
at
right.
the end of the day, Christ is holding it all together.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He's holding it all together.
Hallelujah.
Okay, hey, thanks, brothers, for tuning in. I really appreciate you guys. Love y'all. I know we went over, but it's okay, because just take care of some of them times I didn't go over and went under and enemy bothered. So y'all be blessed, and we'll see y'all Sunday for the review. Hallelujah.